Joining us on the line is Congressman Chris Collins, who declared victory last night. And Chris, we heard first Nate McMurray say he's conceding the race. Now he's saying he wants to count the votes again. What is your take on all of what happened last night?
Brian, it's been a long night. Pardon my voice. We were up pretty late. we've won the race. It's a 3,000 vote lead. He's clearly a sore loser. He did concede. Then he said, maybe I'll wait until they certify the results. And, the bottom line is we've won the race. And I'll continue to represent New York 27, stand with the president for good government, continue superior, constituent service focused on the elderly, the veterans, and disabled, and continue to do my job.
Chris, what do you think of split government now in Washington? Does this mean the Democrats will be setting the agenda instead of the president?
No. What it means is a lot of the forward progress that we wanted to continue will now turn into gridlock. But by maintaining the Senate and President Trump still there, Nancy Pelosi, I believe she will be Speaker, but whomever they choose, will really not be able to move any legislation because it's got to go through the Senate, it's got to get signed into law. Divided government just means gridlock, and a lot of the positive progress we made will simply stall, but it won't mean that Nancy Pelosi or whomever can reverse the progress we've made. It just means, unfortunately, we won't continue to add to it. Our tax reform 2.0, making the individual tax cuts permanent, would probably not go through. When it comes time for a budget, chances are on appropriation bills, we'll probably be living in a area of continuing resolutions, continuing the government as it is without new appropriation bills. It's going to be gridlock.
Chris, Kevin Hardwick here. Hey, on that point of gridlock come January 1st, it's not January 1st yet. The president had alluded to a middle-class tax cut. Is there still time to do something like that? You still have a couple months before you lose the House.
Well, no, Kevin. That was always going to be part of our tax reform 2.0 next Congress, not the lame duck. So, no, there's nothing we could get through the Senate with Senator Schumer as it is with the 60 votes. So, no, that was going to be part of our agenda in the next Congress had we kept a majority in the House.
Now, Chris, how do you expect to serve your term over the next 2 years with this lingering court case hanging over your head? Is that going to play a big factor into what you do in Washington?
No, it's going to play no factor, Brian. That was part of the false narrative put forward by Nate McMurray in the Buffalo News. As I've already shown, it's something the attorneys work on. My constituent service will remain the same. Voting and sponsoring and co-sponsoring legislation will remain the same. Meeting with constituents will remain the same. And my service related to New York 27 won't change at all.
Well, how is that not going to play a factor? Are you certain that this is either going to be cleared up before 2020? I mean, will there be times between then and now where you're going to have to appear in court, work with your lawyers on this case?
No, won't. That's not going to happen until 2020. So again, this was a false narrative put forth by Nate McMurray and then continued through the Buffalo News, and there's no truth to it whatsoever. And, actions speak louder than words. People will see that.
Elusive is one way to describe how your campaign has been the last 2 months. But now that it's over, are you going to carry on the same way?
Again, part, of the false narrative. I set a campaign strategy. We executed it perfectly. We won the election. My campaign strategy did not include the media. So I've always been very accessible, as you know, Susan, that anytime you want me on BEN, I'll be there. And
except we did ask you yesterday to come on and didn't hear anything back.
I wasn't even aware of that, to be honest with you. I was busy out in the field. But you want me on any day, every day, just let me know.
How are you going to work to regain the trust of the constituents that might not be trustworthy of you anymore? I think you look at the margin of victory here. It's definitely a lot closer than many said it would have been a few months ago before this indictment handed down. What steps are you going to take to rebuild that trust?
Really continue business as usual, Brian. My office is open. You know, we're handling the nominations for the service academies now, West Point, Annapolis, the Merchant Marine, and Air Force Academy. Typical, you know, touring nursing homes and helping in any way we can on the VA. It's constituent service will continue, and I think my office has been noted as having some of the best service anywhere. And I'll be in D.C. 3 weeks out of four, again, sponsoring and co-sponsoring legislation, voting on the House floor twice a day.
Are you going to make that schedule public?
What, when I'm in D.C.?
No, when you're in D.C. or when you're visiting some of these places that you just mentioned around town?
Well, we'll do that as we think appropriate. You know, I don't want the press showing up at somebody's private business. That, you know, we clear those things with whomever we're visiting. Sometimes they don't mind if press is there. Sometimes, for obvious reasons, they don't want the press there. We respect that.
The other difference, though, too, is that you don't have committee assignments, right, in the House?
Well, excuse me. We'll see if that can change. I'm going to talk to leadership about that. But, again, when it comes to voting on the House floor twice a day, that doesn't matter. All legislation that's passed will ultimately go to the House floor. And, you know, there's 21 committees. If you only serve on one, the other 20 you're not part of. And I'm hopeful to participate on mine again. But if not, it really doesn't make a large difference, certainly not to the constituents here.
And we heard you say it last night, but just again, you're committing to serve your entire term?
Oh, absolutely. It was ridiculous to think otherwise.
Chris, we're glad you could join us this morning. Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Susan. Talk to you soon.
NY27 indicted Congressman Chris Collins.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.